Yeah, no, it was a good performance. You know, we played for 70, 75, whatever it was, 80 minutes, and, you know, we hadn't been finishing out games. Probably you can go back to the Fermanagh and maybe Tipperary again, but we learned a lot from those games. We actually didn't play that badly in those matches, but we didn't finish it. But I thought today it was a good performance, and, you know, some excellent scores in that first half, and I thought we were in total control in the second. Yeah.
Bit of pressure on, because when you're playing with a one that strong, you got to get a lead for half time.
Yeah, exactly, and you know, we started well. We got the scores on the board, and there was a fair stiff breeze. There's no doubt about that there, but I thought our second half performance was, you know, control, and that's what we asked from in the second half, and it, you know, I thought it was very, very good.
Patience in the first half. The boys didn't take on that many shots that you'd think you should have recycled it again. They seemed to be really patient in the build up.
Yeah, exactly. But we've been working on an awful lot of work over the, on a lot of that stuff over the last number of weeks. And you know, as I said, we have some very, very good kickers. We went into that match today with four of our starting forwards in the Ulster campaign last year, with Michael Langan, Michael Thompson, Owen McNeilis, and Patrick McBurdy. So, you know, we still kicked 120 against Kildare, which is a very good return.
Yeah. First half, the young lads, Niall O'Donnell and Oisin Gallan, I thought showed a lot of confidence there on a big, important day.
Yeah, listen, Oisin Gallan has been very, very good since he's come in. Niall O'Donnell, two very, very young lads, and you know, they're learning all the time, and what the experienced players back on the pitch now, and those boys really pushing hard to get game time. You know, training has been very, very good over the last number of weeks, and as I said last week, the standards and the intensity of those levels have been, you know, been very, very good.
Jason McGee coming back in there today again, good shift.
Yeah, very, very good shift for Jason. You know, he got sent off early in the game against Armagh, and then he was suspended for the last match, but no, done come in and done a really, really good shift today. Yeah.
The game was pretty much won at half time unless you really fell apart, but at the same time the boys seemed to really put in a big shift in that second half, some excellent scores as well, and the goal was just the icing on the cake.
Yeah, it was, and Jamie finished it well, and Jamie's been threatening. I mean, Jamie threatens every game, and you know, he's so hard to watch, and a lot of movement, and you know, Michael coming back in there now playing well, he's given a great leadership up front. So yeah, no, it's been a good afternoon, a good shift. Nice to get back to Division 1. That's where we set out our aim at the start of the season, to be back with the big guys, and we're back in for next season.
Yeah, yeah. And you used a lot of players there today, boys coming off the bench, some of the more experienced guys. Good to see Frank McGlynn getting a start there today.
Yeah, Frank coming in off the bench, and Neil McGee getting more game time, and you know, as I say, it's all building momentum towards the championship, and as I say, we still have one more league game to play next weekend against Mead, and we'll be getting ready for that now, and you know, as I say, it's important that we finish the job now.
It's been an interesting league campaign. Good start with those two victories, then a bit of a shaky couple of defeats then, which put you under pressure going into that Armagh game, but the momentum seems to have really gathered since that game, Declan.
Listen, you know, there was a lot of talk and a lot about, you know, after the Fermanagh game, we were disappointed as a group, to be quite honest. You know, we were 5 points up in that game, and we just didn't see the game out, and that's just been, you know, with a lot of young lads on the park, maybe lack of experience, but it's a great learning curve for those guys. I said it after the match that, you know, sometimes in the defeat you learn a lot more, and it's been a really good campaign for us. We've used an awful lot of players, a lot of young lads coming to the fore now, and that's what we set out to do to start.
Yeah, but 4 points after four games put you under a bit of pressure.
Sorry?
4 points after four games put you under a bit of pressure then, you know, coming into the last three games.
Listen, I never really, to be quite honest, we knew we had jobs to do, we had games to win, and if we got the aim was to get up, all right, but listen, it wasn't going to be the end of the world if we didn't, but we felt we weren't that far away from completing the performances, and I thought today was probably the best over 75, 76 minutes that we did it.
And as you said, a league final to come now against Meath, which will be a tough one, but good to get back to Croke Park. And how important that Donegal are back in Division 1 for next year?
Listen, that's where we want to be, Charlie. I mean, I've always said it. We want to be in that top tier, and, you know, we want to be in the Super 8s. We want to be winning Ulster titles. We want to be in Division 1. Like, we're probably like any other team with ambitions, and it's great to be back there. And listen, we'll take this on board now, and as I say, we'll get back tomorrow and get ready for Croke Park. I think, by all accounts, I think it's going to be Saturday evening in Croke Park.
And in terms of the squad, where would you say you're at now? New lads on, as you mentioned, older guys coming back. Is it a full pack at the moment?
Yeah, we're not far away. You know, Paddy McBurdy will be back training full time in the next week, and that's great to see. And he'll get some league game time in with the club, and he'll be ready for championship. And as I say, the rest of them are all gathering momentum at the minute, and it's great to see them getting on the pitch.